You'll be safe here. Just close the door. We'll turn out the lights, and if they ask, I've seen nothing. Yeah, they'll show up at the door. They'll pound on it until I open it. They'll have their torches and their pitchforks. And then I'll tell them where to go, close the door, and you'll be safe, okay? Look, you don't have to lie to me. I know you ripped off the saloon. I know you did. I saw you running with the bag in your hand. But I also know that the people in this town are not always willing to wait for the law. So, while I object to what you did, I don't want to see anybody get hurt like that. So, you're free to stay here for a little while until we figure something else out, okay? I don't care why you stole. You stole. You took money from somebody and it doesn't belong to you. So, again, not worrying about the morality of it right now. Because if they find you, you don't want to know what they're going to do. The saloon owner is a barbarian. Yeah. So, You look like you haven't eaten in a while. You hungry? Okay, I don't care if you have somewhere to be. You can't go back out there. Not yet. Not until they settle down a little. No, they're not going to bother me. My late husband was the mayor. And that has earned me respect. My word is law. So if I say I haven't seen anything, I haven't seen anything. We'll wait until they settle down, most likely until they go to bed for the night, and then I'll sneak you out before dawn. Like I said, I don't want to know why. People do what they do for their own reasons. It's none of my business. Oh. Well, that's a little different, isn't it? Yeah. How long has she needed the medicine? That long. And you're sure waiting this long it's still going to do any good? Yeah, that stuff's expensive. But even when you have the funds to pay for the medicine, it doesn't always work. How long have you two been on your own? Sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. That's a long time. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter if she's your sister or your cousin or your best friend or just some random girl that you took in to help. Point is, she needs something and you're trying to provide and you're being stopped at every turn. I get it. Okay. Is that going to be enough? Should be. And what about food? What about clothing? What about basic necessities? I'm sorry, but you look like you haven't had a lot of that lately. Yeah, I know what it's like when every spare cent goes toward the care of someone you love. But I was fortunate. I was fortunate enough to have it and to have the support of the town. So what's your plan after this? What's your plan once she's well? What are you going to do? Well, there's not a lot of work around here since the mine closed. No. It was supposed to open up again, but the company that owns it didn't want to make it safe, so they just decided to start again somewhere else where nobody actually cared about that. Yeah, I know. It's disgusting. Do you have any other skills? You can build things? Like what? Oh, yeah? Well, that's impressive. You built the place that you're living in. Furniture. You like to make furniture. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. The materials are expensive, but if you can sell them, then, I mean, it's a way to make a living, right? Okay. I want to help you. So I'm going to feed you. You're going to have a really good meal. You're going to have a sleep, because I get the feeling you don't sleep a lot. I'll stay up. I'll make sure nobody comes. And then when you're a little bit more rested, we'll figure out what to do, okay? You're going to have to give that money back, though. I know. Wait. Stop. I know. I know what you need it for. I understand that. But you can't keep it and expect things to go well. That would make you a thief. Do you want that hanging over your head the rest of your life? The saloon keeper saw you, I'm assuming. So, yeah. You don't want to be looking over your shoulder. Especially when you're taking care of a sick family member. So here's what I'm going to do. You're going to give me the money. I will conveniently find it somewhere in town. Make it look like you dropped it. I'll return it. And in the meantime, I will give you the funds for her treatment and a little bit to live on until you can get back on your feet. Okay? I know I don't have to, but I also don't like seeing people suffer unnecessarily. And if I'm in a position to help, I'll help. Are you really going to be like that? Fine, you're a grown man. You can take care of her, but can you? You just robbed a saloon. There is literally a lynch mob out there ready to do God knows what if they see you again. But you can handle this. It's not going to be any hardship to me to help you. I live on very little and I have enough, more than enough. So let me help you the right way. The owner of the lumber mill is a friend of mine. I'm sure if we talked to him in the morning, we could work something out for you to get some materials so you can start making some furniture. You can start selling things and actually making an honest living. In fact, he might even want to go into business with you if you're good enough. I don't know. But if you're the one that robbed the saloon, that's not going to happen. Okay? Yes, I do believe that he will work with us. He was a very dear friend of my late husband's, and we get along well. So let me take the money. Let me put it somewhere so it can be conveniently found. And then we'll get you cleaned up, maybe a new outfit, clean clothes. We'll get you the money for the treatment, and we'll see if we can get you back on your feet, okay? Why am I doing this? Because sometimes people need help. Sometimes they just need a kind hand to say, you don't have to do this alone. Trust me, I was there once. You don't want to hear my sordid story. You do? Well, we've got time. What's your name, by the way? Nice to meet you. They just call me the widow. We'll go with that for now. Before I met my husband, I had a very different life. My mother was a lady of the streets, and I was expected to stay out of sight and be quiet and not make my presence known, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. That went on until I was old enough to run away. And I did when I was about 15. I managed to find some work here and there, odd jobs, cleaning, sewing. No, I never resorted to my mother's line of work. And I never really had a father. But I kept myself going. And by the time I was 18, I was getting pretty desperate. Yeah. Work had dried up. And I had to move on. So I did. And I ended up here. With my last few pennies, I went into the mercantile and I tried to buy a loaf of bread. I didn't quite have enough. My now late husband was in there and he helped. I wasn't going to take his help at first. I wasn't sure what he wanted. Trusting men was not my strong suit. You can understand why. He seemed kind. And I was hungry, very hungry, so I allowed him to purchase the bread. He also bought some cheese and some milk. He made sure that I had enough to eat that day. If he hadn't, I don't know what would have happened. No. He didn't expect anything. He just wanted to help. He actually took me over to the church and arranged for me to get some clothes and a place to stay. He became my friend while I figured out what I wanted to do. I'm a seamstress. That's what I do. I make clothing. I do repairs. Before long, he had set it up so that I was taking in the work of the ladies of the town. The first time I ever made a full dress for anybody, I was so excited. And so was he. So, I know what it's like to need something, to be on your own, to feel like the world's against you. And I was fortunate enough to have a guardian angel. So now I'd like to pay it forward. That part of the story is a little different. After that first dress, I allowed him to take me for dinner at the little place across the street from the mercantile where we met. And I had never laughed so much in my life. I'd been here about a year at that point. And after that, we fell in love. It's silly. It's like one of those stories out of those old books that I used to see on my mother's shelf that she never touched. We were happy for a long time. We married shortly thereafter, and my troubles stopped. But more importantly, I had somebody that believed in me. I had somebody that cared about me, that wanted me to succeed. I think you just need the same thing. You just need a chance. You need your luck to turn a little, and if I can help with that, I'm happy to do so. So, we'll return the money, and I will make sure that you have enough for the medicine. If you want, we could even bring your cousin into town and see the doctor. He comes through here about once a week. So, if you want, we can do that. Make sure that the medicine that you're trying to get for her is the right stuff. Make sure that she has the best possible care. You can stay here. I have the room. There are several bedrooms upstairs. Yes. So, let me help you, okay? Good. Now, I'm going to rustle up something for you to eat, and then you're going to get some rest. And we'll deal with everything else in the morning, okay? Yeah, you don't have to sneak out now that you're returning the money. We'll make it work. We will figure this out. Okay? All right. Now, any preferences for what you'd like to eat?